This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken back to the Middle East in a new bid to secure a truce in the Israel-Hamas war as the threat of famine looms in the Gaza Strip. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma now reports on the latest from Gaza.
Mourners are holding funeral prayers outside a hospital in central Gaza for 28 people killed in three separate Israeli airstrikes on urban refugee camps. Associated Press footage shows the mourners praying over the bodies, which were wrapped in funeral shrouds before being taken away for burial. As fighting rages on in Gaza, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's determined to carry out a Rafah ground offensive, despite President Joe Biden's misgivings. Earlier, Qatari officials said that they were cautiously optimistic after talks with Israel's intelligence chief in Doha, aimed at trying to reach a ceasefire. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
China blasts critics of Hong Kong's new national security law after Western powers and the United Nations said it would further curtail freedoms in the city. UN Human Rights spokesman Jeremy Lawrence denounced Hong Kong's adoption of the new law.
The broadly defined and vague provisions in the bill under Article 23 of Hong Kong's basic law could lead to the criminalization of a wide range of conducts protected under international human rights law, including freedom of expression, freedom of peaceful assembly, and the right to receive and impart information.
And China and Australia claim to have stabilized long-strained relations after talks in Canberra. For more stories, check us out online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A law in the U.S. state of Texas that would allow state police to arrest and deport migrants who cross illegally into the United States from Mexico is again placed on hold, the latest in an ongoing legal back and forth over its fate. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
The appeals court put the law on hold ahead of scheduled oral arguments today, and it's not clear how quickly the next decision might come. Under the Texas law that was put on hold, once defendants are in custody on illegal entry charges, they can agree to a judge's order to leave the U.S. or face prosecution.
Finland once again tops the UN-backed World Happiness Report released on Wednesday, but researchers urged policymakers to take action to resolve a dramatic drop in the happiness of young people in North America, as well as Western Europe and the United Kingdom, Reuters' Diane To reports.
The United States dropped out of the top 20 for the first time. It fell to 23rd place from 15th last year due to a plunge in the sense of well-being of those aged under 30. The United Nations-backed report also shows it's not just American youth who are unhappy.
The main call for policy action from the World Happiness Report this year is we need to do something about these dramatic drops in youth well-being in North America and Western Europe and Britain to an extent as well.
Deneuve said a range of factors was likely to be at play. Those include increased polarization over social issues, negative aspects of social media, and economic inequality that's made it harder for young people to afford their own homes than in the past.
And in other world news headlines, Brazil's police recommend that former President Jair Bolsonaro be charged for the alleged forging of his COVID vaccination certificate. That's according to an investigation report. Canada will halt its arms shipments to Israel, according to a government official, in a move that has drawn the ire of Israel, which faces growing international scrutiny over its conduct of the war in the Gaza Strip. Security forces in Haiti killed at least three people, repelling an attack on the central bank as gang violence surges in the capital, Port-au-Prince. 7 million Senegalese are due to head to the polls this weekend to vote in a wide-open presidential election, with the winner tasked with ending years of turmoil in the West African nation. You can follow the Voice of America on social media, Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.